It was during one of these smoke breaks on that winter night in 2004 that Adam and James realized they didn't want to burn sticks anymore. All those years of loving and hating smoking in equal measure had crystallized into one moment of recognition. Enough was enough. If they couldn't find a way to quit smoking, they would invent one for themselves. As existential crises go, theirs was a well-timed one. It was thesis season at Stanford, and a cigarette alternative seemed like a great idea for a project. Previously, both men were working on projects that involved furniture. Adam was designing a desk that could be folded up without needing to be cleared of its clutter, while James was plugging away at user-adaptable chairs. After their smoky epiphany outside the design center, the pair began brainstorming and trading emails about how they could design a product for people like them, people who wanted to ditch cigarettes but hadn't had luck with the stale and largely ineffective cessation products currently on the market, like nicotine gums and patches, people who couldn't or didn't want to stop cold turkey, people who didn't want the stigma and risk that came with smoking, but who also didn't want to lose the sensory, social, and ritualistic elements of the habit. What we realized was this was kind of a false choice, this quit-or-die mentality, Adam recalled in a 2019 interview. It wasn't that I really wanted to quit. I just wanted to minimize the harm from smoking. With about 6 months left before they had to present their theses, both men began pouring their collective energy into their new idea. They began surveying people on campus about everything they hated and loved about smoking. They found that their classmates, like many smokers, were conflicted. In interviews, they told Adam and James that they loved the ritual of smoking, the way it looked, even the elegant way smoke unfurled from the cigarette and the sound of taking a drag. But they hated the smell, the stigma, and the knowledge that the habit could someday kill them. Adam and James began taking apart and rebuilding every tobacco product they could find, searching for a way to get rid of the bad parts of smoking without losing the things people liked. Pretty soon, Adam and James started talking about their idea at the product design program's Tuesday night workshops, where students could bounce ideas off professors and their classmates. They knew they wanted to create a product that delivered nicotine in a safer way than cigarettes. They knew it would need to be portable and easy to use, and they knew they wanted it to look more interesting than a cigarette, classmate Lays remembers. During a lunchtime brainstorming session with their classmates, during which people shouted out ideas and James scribbled the good ones on post-it notes and slapped them on the wall, they landed on a name, Plume. It had the right ring to it, and it played off the concept of smoking without being too heavy-handed. Lays says he was intrigued by Plume's potential health benefits for smokers. Back then, he says, nobody thought too much about the potential downsides of the product, like exposure to new kinds of chemicals or attracting kids. But some of James and Adam's professors were wary of how fast the two were moving. From an academic point of view, I think it was like, wow, that's cool, but let's try to investigate some of the different options that this could be, Lays says. And I think James and Adam were kind of like, let's drive ahead.